Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, replacing garage doors for improved curb appeal and energy efficiency. Details at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, June 23rd. I'm Jonathan Aul. St. Louis's animal shelters are struggling with overcrowding and funding cuts. A lack of pet-friendly housing and affordable pet care is contributing to the problem.
So affordable housing in general is an issue, and then when you top on being able to have the pets that you have there, really create some challenges.
St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell reports on what this means for the area's shelters, coming up on The Gateway. Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski says she's unimpressed with Nippon's announcement that it won't cut production at Granite City Works. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports the Democratic lawmaker wants the Japanese company to spend money to ensure the Metro East's facility's future.
After completing its purchase of U.S. Steel, Nippon announced it wouldn't cut production at Granite City Works for at least 2 years. But the company didn't say anything about investing in the facility, a major economic force in Granite City for generations. Budzinski told reporters on Saturday that she wants Nippon to invest $500 million, which she says will provide more assurance to workers.
Keeping the facility open means nothing if they don't have the equipment to stay competitive.
Budzinski and United Steelworkers leaders want President Donald Trump to lean on Nippon to make sure Granite City Works sees the investment it needs. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Democratic lawmaker from St. Louis is praising how hundreds of volunteers stepped up to help tornado victims. After the May 16th tornado, groups like Action St. Louis, Urban League, For the Culture, and For the Ville helped distribute critical supplies and stabilize damaged homes, and they're still assisting with relief efforts. While State Representative Joe Murray says the governmental agencies are vital to recovering from disasters, volunteers also played a significant role.
It's very challenging and demanding in terms of the response, but my faith in humanity was restored just a little bit, seeing how neighbors helping neighbors.
Murray was a guest on Politically Speaking. Recent studies show rising rates of depression and suicide among Asian American youths. The Missouri Asian American Youth Foundation is trying to reduce mental health stigma among Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders by offering a statewide Asian therapist database. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Recent Washington University psychology graduate Saish Sayel started the mental health directory a few years ago. He created it because there wasn't a resource available for Asians in Missouri to find culturally competent therapists. Sayel says some Asians believe therapy is socially unacceptable. The directory offers more than 40 Asian providers who speak over a dozen languages, including Hindi, Urdu, and Thai.
Culture is a form of language in some regard, and so when you have someone who can share that language in some way, it makes an already confusing experience a little bit smoother.
Sadiel says the mental health directory helps reduce the uncertainty around counseling and supports its benefits. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
An economic impact study found that the City Arch River project to enhance the Gateway Arch National Park grounds generated more than $572 million for the St. Louis region last year. Ryan McClure is the executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, the park's philanthropic partner. He says he believes these numbers are proof of how important it is to invest in national parks.
When we continue to invest in that through philanthropic and public dollars, it not only brings in economic impact, but it is investing in the one thing that represents our city to the world.
The final stage of the project was completed in May with the reopening of the historic old courthouse. St. Louis musicians, sponsored by a new program, will play on street corners this summer in an effort to boost the city's music profile and make streets feel more welcoming. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
On our recent weeknight, music wafted from three street corners in the Central West End. Participating keyboardist Luke Saylor says he wants to raise the profile of St. Louis musicians.
There is such a rich cultural and artistic and musical history that is at risk of being silenced. We're able to bring some beauty into this city by showing that we exist here.
A trio of nonprofits is collaborating to schedule and pay the players. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis's animal shelters are overcrowded and struggling. More people are forced to give up their pets as housing insecurity rises, and this was only exacerbated by the May 16th EF3 tornado. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell reports.
The Center for Animal Rescue and Enrichment of St. Louis, or CARE-STL, has managed the city animal shelter since 2019. Now its contract might expire due to lack of city funding, giving control of the overcrowded shelter back to the city. Wang Horak, founder and CEO of CARE-STL, says the nonprofit took in almost 100 dogs temporarily after their owners lost their homes to the tornado that devastated St. Louis in May. As of June 9th, 28 dogs displaced by the storm were still in the shelter's care temporarily. Others had to be permanently left there.
The others are unfortunately surrendered because they really don't have a home to go to.
Horak says she recently received notice that the Department of Health budget was cut, and her contract with the city is only guaranteed through December 2025 due to budgetary constraints.
I was super surprised about that.
Horak says the current shelter building, which only has the capacity to hold 63 dogs, was housing 110 on June 9th. Some dogs are living in outdoor kennels with fans and misters to keep them cool. CARE uses its second building to isolate sick animals and house all of its cats, but the city would not have access to that building if it ends the contract. Justin Hauser, the Environmental Health Bureau chief who oversees animal care and control, says the city is exploring all options, including extending the contract with CARE-STL or regaining control over shelter operations. Hauser says the city does not anticipate a decision for several months. St. Louis County's animal shelter has already seen the spread of disease due to overcrowding. It suffered a massive parvovirus outbreak in May, leading to the euthanization of 19 dogs. The shelter has experienced a plethora of other problems since the county took back control from the Animal Protective Association in February. It is currently operating without a license after three failed Department of Agriculture inspections, but new Animal Care and Control Division Director Malik Johnson wants to turn things around.
We have to keep up to this standard because, you know, our animals suffer when we don't. So we have to ensure that our animals are properly taken care of. Our kennels are always clean and safe and in great conditions, as well as our shelter.
He says he has implemented a daily checklist for employees and volunteers to ensure that the facility is clean and up to code. He's also working to expand the foster and volunteer programs. The next Department of Agriculture inspection is on June 30th. County Executive Sam Page is requesting a total of $20.8 million from RAM settlement funds for improvements to the shelter facility. Overcrowding at animal shelters is not an isolated issue. It is happening throughout St. Louis and nationwide. Alicia Vianello, Executive Director of Gateway Pet Guardians in East St. Louis, says a lack of pet-friendly housing and affordable pet care contributes to overpopulation.
So affordable housing in general is an issue, and then when you top on being able to have the pets that you have there, really, really creates some challenges.
Additionally, she says that since spay and neuter surgeries were not considered essential during the COVID-19 pandemic, waitlists for those surgeries now are still incredibly long. For Horak, one thing keeps her going through struggles, her passion for the work.
For me, this is not a job. This is like what I do.
CARE-STL plans to relocate to its new building on Convention Plaza by December 2026. Horak says she is working to negotiate with the city to move the animals to that building, which is much larger than its current one. She hopes to negotiate to extend CARE-STL's contract with St. Louis beyond the current December expiration date, or it will operate as a private shelter. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jonathan All edited that story. Hey, that's me. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We're a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.